You cannot argue it anymore. Atlanta is the greatest soccer city in this country and maybe in the world.
That's a bold statement.
Do you realize that in the 25 years of Major League Soccer, the 10 highest attended soccer matches are all Atlanta United games?
That is
how you like them apples.
Thank you.
It's exciting. No, it really
you.
Is. I'm excited that, by the way, hi everybody.
Hi.
Nice to see you. Hi. I'm a founder member, so yeah. I bought tickets like before it was cool.
Yeah. I can't do the commitment of having to go to every single one of them.
Well, but you don't. I mean, that's the thing is the organization has done such a great job when you are a season ticket holders with the app. There's so many different things that you can do with that. And what's so great about Atlanta United and Mercedes-Benz Stadium is they're constantly innovating. So if you're following along with this, you know Mercedes-Benz Stadium is now going paperless. So
yeah.
They're not doing any cash or cashless. Now, if you don't have access to a card, there's a way you can get it. Because that was my first question. What if you have cash? What
right.
do you do? But you're going to be able to get tokens or a card or whatever.
When does this start?
It's happening. I believe it's later this month, if not now.
And
okay?
I know this is the biggest cliche. In a second, we're going to talk about where to go to watch Atlanta United games and the great food around the stadium and stuff like that. But I know it's a cliche. Even if you don't know anything about soccer, you will enjoy your experience at an Atlanta United game. And I am not getting paid to say that. It is amazing.
It's so much fun. So what's even better is that they're now slashing the prices of the fan-friendly foods. And this is something that the Mercedes-Benz Stadium has really started a trend on and how they have really inexpensive prices on their food. So now the hot dogs are going to cost $1.50 instead of $2. Chips and salsa was $5. Now it's going to be $4.50. So the fact that they're lowering prices at a stadium mm-hmm. is pretty unbelievable.
Unheard of, right.
So we had our opening day. Now the next game on St. Patrick's Day, so I know that's going to be a wild game.
Oh, God. People are going to be so hammered. Oh, so hammered.
All right, so a couple of different suggestions of where to watch the games if you don't have tickets. I want to give a shout out to Sandra Golden. You may know her from 680 The Fan. Uh-huh. Her favorite place is Mojitos and Peachtree Corners. She says the watch parties are fire emoji.
Okay.
They're lit.
I don't get that when people are like, that's so fire.
That's fire.
It's lit, Mary Davis.
I mean, it's lit.
My son, Charlie, is like, please don't ever say lit or fire. Please stop, Mom. So, okay, I've said fire emoji. Incoming. There's Pizza Azzurri, and they're one of the OTP Atlanta United pub partners. So if you go to the Atlanta United website, you can see a list of the actual partners for Atlanta United. So there's like
okay.
people who are in like the little club of it, and then people who are just doing it, they're going rogue.
Okay.
Also, if you like Pizza Veruni Napoli, if you've ever seen the soccer games on the big screens and they're European, that's a lot of fun. For St. Patrick's Day, if you want to watch the game, there's Meehan's, there's Rerod, there's Fidel, there's Old Blind Dog, there's Hudson FC International Sports Pub in mm-hmm. Brookhaven. That's a big one. North River Tavern, and then the ones in town, Brewhouse Cafe, Midway Pub, and the U Joint, all showing Atlanta United.
Okay, that is Mara Davis from Atlanta Eats. Check her out online at thebirchshow.com. Thank you. Q99.7.